This is a Channel Africa podcast. You can also get Channel Africa on satellite, PAS 10, DSTV Audio Bouquet 802, and OpenView Bouquet, Channel 628.
Hard-pressed South Africans are hoping for some form of financial relief when the South African Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee makes its announcement shortly. This is the second time the MPC is meeting this year. In their first gathering of the year in late January, the central bank elected to keep the repo rate at 8.25%, while the current prime lending rate stayed at 11.75%. For more on this, we are joined this afternoon by Chief Economist at Econometrics, Dr. Ezra Dlamini. Good to be talking to you once again, Dr. Dlamini.
Good afternoon to you. Yes, unfortunately, I don't think that hard-pressed consumers will receive any relief from the Reserve Bank governor this afternoon. I think it's a certainty that interest rates will be left unchanged for a fifth consecutive MPC meeting. And the reason for this is largely due to the fact that inflation has not come down very much. In fact, on the contrary, last week the February inflation figures showed bigger than expected increases, both in terms of the headline inflation rate as well as the core inflation rate that excludes food and fuel that are volatile and can move both up and down quite sharply from one month to the next. The underlying inflation rate has not been coming down. And for that reason, the Reserve Bank is unlikely to reduce interest rates this afternoon.
So your prediction is that they will remain unchanged. Should, by any chance, they go up and there is a hike, what is the likelihood of that?
I think, there's very little likelihood of that because worldwide now, central banks are talking about easing interest rates in the second half of the year. There's an expectation even that South Africa's own central bank will reduce interest rates in the second half of the year. But besides that, the inflation rate is at 5.6%. It is still well within the 3% to 6% inflation target of the Reserve Bank. There are high hopes that inflation will eventually start coming down in the second half of the year. And as a consequence, I also think that the Reserve Bank will not be going against the general trend of central banks worldwide and will not increase rates. No one is, or very few central banks are in the process of increasing interest rates at present.
It really has been a tough economic climate for many South Africans. How much longer do you think South Africans will be able to stay at these rates?
It's the tough economic conditions are not attributable only to the fact that interest rates are not coming down. It's many other factors, such as load shedding, such as problems at South African ports, logistical problems, such as crime and most importantly, corruption that has brought about many of these problems. Interest rates are just a small facet of it. Also, government is borrowing excessively at the moment in relation to, what it is receiving as government revenue. So the budget deficit is very high and is increasing, and public debt levels are also astronomical at the moment.
All right, we'll leave it at that, Chief Economist at Econometrics, Dr. Ezra Dlamini. And I guess we'll take it. We'll take it if it remains stable, as long as it's not a hike. So Dr. Ezra Dlamini this afternoon, taking us to exactly 1:45, and this ahead of the Reserve's Bank Monetary Policy Committee making its announcement shortly on the direction of the repo rates. It's currently at 8.25%, while the current prime lending rate is at 11.75%.
That podcast was courtesy of Channel Africa, the African perspective.